Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Menachos Bavli, Daf Nun Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, on the third line, Heich Avida. Heich Avida, Chamesh Shoren Min Shoiva Nasav Chad Kaumen, Ki Eth Arba Kaumen V'Talas Beinayin, Nasav Chad Choron, Iftaman Talasa Kaumen V'Train Beinayin, Nas Chad Choron, Iftaman Train Kaumen V'Train Beinayin. What's the case that we mentioned where the middle is empty, but there are enough vines on the sides? There are five rows in a vineyard with seven vines in each row. He removes one vineyard length of three vines from the middle of the vineyard, so that there are four vineyards surrounding that area with three spaces between the rows in that middle section. He removes another three vines, so that there are only three vineyards there surrounding that area, with two gaps between the rows in the middle. He then removes another three from the middle, so that there are only two vineyards around that area. Kahana Amar Katrilas Meta'asoi Oisin Oisoi Beshama Oimin Tchilas Meta'asoi Esim Ve'arba V'Churbonoi Esim Ve'arba. Kahana says that concerning the Mishnah's dispute between Beshama and Beisilal over the size of the empty patch, Beshama say that the original planting needs a space of 24 amos, and the same is required later when vines are removed. Amar B'Yochanan Beshama Machmurin V'Churbonoi Yosim Meta'asoi Tchilas Meta'asoi Shesh Esrei V'Churbonoi Esim Ve'arba V'Chol Advoim Beshama Moisifim Shlish. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says that Beis Shammai are more stringent when they were removed than in the original planting. In the original planting, it must only be 16 amos, but when removed, it must be 24 amos. Beis Shammai's measurement is always one third longer than Beis Hillel. Mechol HaKerem al daita de Beis Shammai shmoneh esrei, al daita de Beis Hillel shteim esrei. V'atanina mechol HaKerem Beis Shammai oimim shesh esrei amah, Beis Hillel oimim shteim esrei amah. The Gemara asks, is that true? According to that, then a mechol HaKerem, which is a strip around the edge of a vineyard, should be 18 amos according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel it's 12 amos. But it was taught that Beis Shammai requires 16 amos and Beis Hillel requires 12 amos. If the boy meimer say mehen arba amos legader should say nimsu shteim esrei al daita de Beis Shammai u'shmeina al de Beis Hillel. And that some explain though that this distance is exclusive of the 4 amos space next to the fence that's not planted. So that Beis Shammai say 12 and Beis Hillel say 8. Another approach is that the work access area of a vineyard is 8 amos according to Beis Shammai and 6 amos according to Beis Hillel. V'atanin l'ficha chazeireya 4 amos shebekerem Beis Shammai oimim kidesh shura achas, Beis Hillel oimim kidesh shtei shuris. We have another question from the Mishnah later in the Perek that says, therefore, one who sowed within the 4 amos work access area of a vineyard, Beis Shammai say that it's a pirated one row, Beis Hillel say it's pirated two rows. And this shows that even according to Beis Shammai, the work access area of a vineyard is 4 amos. Name of again Beis Hillel Tanisa. The Gemara rejects that it was taught this way on account of Beis Hillel's opinion. V'ataninin ezu aris anoteh shura shel chamish gufonim. The Gemara asks another question from a Mishnah in the 6th Perek. What is an aris? If one plants a row of 5 vines next to a fence that is 10 tefachim tall, or next to a furrow that is 10 tefachim deep and is 4 tefachim wide, it's given work access of 4 amos. Beis Shammai say that they measure 4 amos from the body of the vine, and Beis Hillel say from the fence to the field. And this shows that Beis Shammai agree that the work access area is 4 amos. Shni hi da'amu b'shim min lokish, ba'oris ha'ma'ukam shonu aradei akima tautai misbalim. The Gemara objects from a statement of Shimon Lakish that the Mishnah is referring to when the 5 vines are planted in a zigzag, thereby swallowing up 2 vines inside the row, so that the work access area becomes 4 amos, even according to Beis Shammai.